you didn't have that much contact with the outside world in the early days. When I first went to sea, it was, I mean, you could get a message from the office, and that message could be 18 hours old, and it might have been to change course and go to another port, but you might have been 6-7 hours by that course change already. So, I mean, the communications was not that good. It's not like today. Today's instant. So with the satellites and everything, it's terrific, but it wasn't in those days. I mean, I had a CW rig on the ship where I could talk code to guys home and they would call my wife, because that was fairly reliable, especially when you get off the coast of west coast of Mexico. You could get a hop, and that skip would come up, and you could find somebody in New England that was on a CW rig and talk to them. But I still have the rig down in the barn.
So what kind of messages would you pass along?
Just that, you know, everything's fine, and we're doing this port, the trip is going good, you know, that kind of stuff. And she would tell me how the kids were and what they were doing. It was good. Like I say, we got, you know, we stayed in pretty good touch. And the longer I went to sea, the better the vacation time got. To where towards the last 10 years I went to sea, it was about, I'd do about 4 months on, 4 months off. Well, the 4 months you had off was great, because, I mean, you're totally devoted to the family and doing family things, and it was great. So, wasn't all that bad.
So when